All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And for today's episode, I'm diving into a Q&A. And this was submitted from listeners. And I always love doing these because I feel like they touch on some topics that you are more interested in hearing. And sometimes it also gives me ideas of different topics for solo episodes I can do for you guys. So the first question, one that I find I receive a lot, is how to stay motivated. There is no secret sauce to motivation, and truthfully, there are just ups and downs for everyone. No matter who you're watching online and you find that they're so successful, they're so driven, they're so disciplined, whatever, there are highs and lows for each person, okay? But I will say where my consistency happens is, for me personally, the way I have designed my lifestyle. So it is really hard to not stay consistent when you, for example, let's start with working out and my physical fitness routine. I pre-scheduled the upcoming week. I have yoga already on Friday scheduled at 7 a.m. I have 2 tennis sessions already, you know, one's at 7:30, one is at 6 a.m. I have my gym lifting days set, right? So when majority of them are scheduled to the level of I already paid and already made a commitment with money, I know that I'm not going to back out of that commitment. And so that for me is one way I have crafted a consistent routine around my physical fitness. And I highly recommend it. I highly recommend to approach anything that you feel like you need more quote-unquote motivation on, approach it with some sort of strong commitment where if you back out, there are consequences. Seriously, I have done this for the past 5 years now on so many different things. I would force it on myself because I was that determined and that sick of not having the things or doing the things that I said that I wanted to do. One of them being, even when I left my corporate job, I talked about it with the podcast. I also shared it with my close friends who were all entrepreneurs already working for themselves, making their own money. And I told them, and one of them was like, okay, you owe me $500 if you don't leave by this date. And that really helped me go fast and feel a sense of urgency. And I think sometimes that's also helpful for motivation, right? If I know that I have to be at tennis at 7:15 in the morning, I know that if I sleep in one more minute and it's like, you know, 6:15 a.m. and I know if I'm going to keep sleeping in, I'm going to be late, I'm going to be cranky, I'm not going to be able to play tennis well. You know, if I'm late or if I miss it, right, then I just lost, you know, a certain amount of money that I paid for the court already. So all of that will push you to quote unquote stay motivated. That's at least with my fitness and active lifestyle, which I think is typically the hardest one for people to stay motivated around. I also love scheduling different things. Like my friend and I, we actually do a sunrise walk every week on the same day. At the same time, it's in both of our calendars. We typically walk like 6:30 to 7:30 in the morning. It's great. It's a nice, again, different type of workout for the day. We already get 10,000 steps in by 7:30 in the morning. It feels great. So I can't say that both of us feel motivated to do it, but when you make a commitment with someone else, you, at least for me, I feel embarrassed if I don't show up at her door by 6:30, give or take, because she's waiting for me, right? And no one wants to be that friend that has the other friend waiting. I think it's slightly disrespectful, you know? And when it comes to motivation for other aspects of my life, like building my brand, my business, this podcast, my motivation for sure comes from things both internally and externally. So what I mean by that is, over the years, I've noticed that I have found the most fulfillment in helping other people, specifically with women and girls who are going through things in life, whether that is dating and friendships and career navigation and moving to a new city, like all of these things that I have also have now already done. I really love helping women who are just navigating any and all of it. And one of the reasons why is because I struggled a lot when I was in my early 20s, and I feel like I faced this big life obstacle in my life at a very young age, to the point that I was literally listening to Tony Robbins and Ray Dalio when I was 20, because I had no friends and no one to turn to. And so I realized after that perhaps this breakup that occurred in college and navigating a really lonely time in my life was intended for me to tap into what I might want to do in the long run. Funny enough, I actually told my dad when I was 20 years old. He probably was, you know, very sweet, just supportive. He's like, oh, this is awesome. But I told him, because he listened to Tony Robbins when he was younger as well, I told him that I'm going to create a podcast that is more or less a female version of Tony Robbins, and also much more with this female feminine element that I didn't fully get from Tony, obviously. But there were certain things that, yes, I felt really in charge of my life when I listened to him, but I knew that the thing that I was still lacking was kind of like that sisterhood, that girlhood energy that I have now created for my own community and for people that I connect with. And so that's the motivation for me, to be honest. Like, in everything that I do, it's because I love impacting the world in the smallest ways that I can. I know I'm not going to hit, you know, like 100 million people. I don't know, maybe I do in a couple of years. Like, it just, like, life can change so much, right? But I've been doing this day by day. I started on a different podcast in 2019. For those of you who've been listening since then, hello. Actually, side note, please DM me. Actually, even if I already talked to you before, please DM me and let me know if you have been a listener since Young and Ambitious podcast, because, like, right now, like, pause this and go send me a DM on Instagram, because I would love to chat with you and see what you have thought over the years, because that's a long time to be listening to some of my content. I know people say this repetitively, but you have to find something bigger to push you. I think that's why parents always say when they have children, their children become their why. And of course, the why evolves over time, but at some point in life, you learn why, you know, buying that car or buying that piece of bag or buying certain materialistic things, like, that why doesn't last long enough for motivation, because once you get the thing, it's like, then what, right? And I think I was very fortunate to experience that early on, like really early on in life, to recognize that I wasn't interested or fulfilled by being able to buy or get certain things, but I was motivated and fulfilled by being able to live life in the most Emily way possible.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
And also being able to lead with the value that I cared about most, which is autonomy. I care about being able to make decisions in the way that it's on my own, and also to have the freedom to choose how I spend my time, how I'm working, all of those things. And someone else is going to value something differently. You just have to be able to identify what that is and figure out how to craft and how to design your life that stems from that value that you personally care about most. Another question I received was around managing side hustles along with your primary career. So I do have experience in this. Obviously, I did work at a corporate job right out of college for about a year and a half. And I would say that one of the main ways I managed it was I used my free time to do my side hustles. I used my free time for podcasting. I used my free time. At the time, I didn't have my agency yet, but once I did start my marketing agency, I did start to, you know, figure out how I can build a clientele as well. And once it was, you know, too busy, I definitely didn't have the capacity to do both. And also at that time, financially, it made sense for me to walk away from my corporate job. But when it comes to side hustles, you have to be willing to sacrifice some time that you would have done with friends, or you would have done, you know, going to certain events, whatever that is. You have to figure out what's more important to you. For me, I have always been, for me personally, I always knew that my long-term goal was to be able to work for myself, but also to build a brand, build a company that fits my lifestyle and also could help one, two, maybe three other women also live a lifestyle that they want. And I actually talked about this with a team member when we were in Paris, when I was talking to her about this is something that I kind of realized early on, like once I started building my marketing agency and just even this podcast and What Fulfills You brand, I realized that through conversations with other women, not everyone works in an environment that they really enjoy. And there are typically a lot of common problems that people are facing. And I think that, yes, it is hard to find a perfect job, right? One that pays you everything you want and gives you all the time off that you could want and all the flexibility and all of that. But at the end of the day, you have to figure out which one is most important to you and what makes you feel your best. And sometimes that's trial and error. So for me, I always knew that hopefully one day I could reach a point where I could have, you know, 2 to 3 people on my team that I pay full time, that they also love working with me and they also love the flexibility in what they get to do and the different aspects that they would never be able to get in another job setting, no matter how big or, you know, small that other companies could be. And then the last question is how to be okay with being a cringe content creator initially. I think this is applicable for anything, just being a cringe or not so great first timer at anything. But let me start with the content creator aspect. How to be okay is a process. You learn to be okay in the process. You learn and accept you are not going to have 10 out of 10 content or the 10 out of 10 version of you off the bat. And you accept that through the process of making the content, posting it, and doing it again and doing it again, because video 5 is going to look better than video 1. And then video 10 is going to look significantly better than video 2, right? Assuming this is like video content. You have to just accept that you're not going to have it right the first, second, third, fifth time. And your 10th time will be a lot better. Your 20th time will be a lot better. But there will always be iterations. You are always going to get better with time. But you can't get better if you don't start. If you don't start with one piece, or if you don't start with your first try, or as artists, you're never going to be able to write or paint if you don't have the first one done. It's meant to be kind of shitty. And there's a beauty about looking back at your old content. I mean, I sometimes cringe. If I were to go back and listen to an episode from 2020, I might be like, oof, like, I don't love the way I was speaking then. But luckily, I think for the most part, there isn't too many differences in how I speak now versus then. I think maybe if anything, I have more maturity now and more better ability to share my thoughts in a different way. But besides that, I find a lot of parallels to how I used to be. But again, just always remember, in whatever it is that you want to do, if you constantly let the fear of not being perfect or not having it ready or right or correct the first time, or the lighting or the camera or everything, you're just never going to start. And for me, there is nothing that gets me going more than seeing other people already ahead of me and knowing that that could be me too. That could be me, but it is my fault for holding myself back. And so everything, as I talk about on this podcast, it always comes back to you. It always will come back to how you handle things internally and how you put yourself out there externally. Funny enough, something I have been thinking about is creating some sort of guide and perhaps courses even. This is just a dabbling thought. So this is for those of you who are content creators in some degree. In my opinion, I actually don't think a lot of you guys who listen are content creators, but that's where I could be wrong. So I'm actually putting this out there because for those of you who are, please DM me, communicate with me on at what fulfills you or at Emily E. Duong on Instagram, and let me know if you would be interested if I were to share some sort of guide, in-depth things about influencer work. And by the way, this is going to come from two angles. It will be from an angle of me running an agency where I actually work and handle influencer partnerships, let's say at some hotels, for example. Myself and my team, like, we handle that. We oversee the strategy around that. That's one side. And so, for example, I can certainly assist with how to pitch if you want to do collaborations or brand collaborations or get gifting or whatever that is. That's one side. And another side could be just helping you as a content creator getting started, learning how to take baby steps towards it. Because sometimes we're so focused on strategy and all of that. And when I first started, I just started posting about things that resonated with me. And as I saw traction with certain things, that's how I pivoted. That's how I changed my content. But anyways, I've been dabbling with the idea of maybe sharing some of my insights through a guide of some sort. So if you would be interested in that, DM me and let me know you heard about this on this episode and you would be interested and intrigued in hearing more if I were to share more insights. So let me know. And as always, if you enjoy this episode, this podcast, and you have some topics or questions you want me to talk about more on episodes, let me know and share with me. You can DM me again at Emily E. Duong or at What Fulfills You. I do chat with you guys. I chat with all listeners and those of you who DM me. So thank you so much for chatting with me. And to find everything else, including the journal, card game, all of the merch, watch the YouTube channel. Everything is linked in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. I will chat with you all in the next one.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.